Agritourism is a growing segment of Wisconsin's economy. In fact, there's an organization, the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, dedicated to growing the movement, in part to help multi-generational families on the farms they cherish. Some serve farm-to-table meals, others create corn mazes or harvest festivals to augment their income. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met a relative newcomer to Wisconsin's rural scene who hopes to inspire others through her small on-farm agribusiness.
Chris Marion and her husband Shannon's 20 acres are nestled in a valley just outside the small town of Blanchardville, a 40-minute drive southwest of Madison.
We bring over 700 people into this town a year. And the town is a population 812 or 820. That's a tremendous, tremendous boost to this little local economy.
What's the Marion's attraction?
This is a friendship vacationer from early 1950s.
Beyond the century-plus-old farmhouse stand three vintage camper trailers. This one was built in Friendship, Wisconsin, another in Indiana.
Every camper has its own deck and its own picnic table, its own awning, its own fire pit.
Two guests have just arrived. Sun Gan and Raleigh Ocampo from Chicago. They've never stayed in a place like this before.
Does it look like you expected from looking at the website?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate, I would say, yeah.
Chris's husband Shannon explains the nuances of rural glamping, like how to open the trailer door and not hit your head as you step inside.
And so the door latches here, and the way in a camper, both doors open out, so if you choose to shut it tonight, You reach through to latch it.
Got it.
Guests share a bathroom and can shower al fresco if they wish, or enjoy their host's favorite feature, his sauna. Shannon moves on to introduce the animals.
So in these three pens, we have three calves.
We got a couple pigs.
Three dogs and 40 sheep.
20 ewes, or mama sheep, and 20 lambs, actually, this year.
This mini campground is not the Marion's first business model. When they moved here 2 decades ago, Chris says they threw themselves into growing vegetables.
We had our own CSA within 2 or 3 years of living here, 160 members.
But when their kids grew up and they and their friends were no longer available to help pull weeds and harvest tomatoes, they opened up the second floor of their large old farmhouse as a B&B.
So we were just kind of giving it a trial run.
Your own home.
Our farmhouse. Yes, so that people stayed in the bedrooms on the top floor. They all shared the top floor bathroom, and then we all had breakfast around the farm table in the morning. Sometimes we'd have like 25 people around for breakfast.
The Marions found out they're way better at hospitality than the farm stuff, but there was a downside. When their kids came home to visit, they had nowhere to sleep. That's where the first camper came in.
And a friend knew that I was looking. She saw this one on Craigslist, and it was a hunting shack. It was in perfect condition.
Their kids loved it.
But then, of course, our guests were like, hey, are you ever going to rent that?
The Marions held off, but when COVID hit and they shut down their farmhouse lodging, launching a mini campground became more appealing, but Chris says vexingly problematic.
It used to be in Wisconsin, 3 or fewer, you didn't need a license, as long as you weren't advertising and it was kind of a word-of-mouth thing. And that's why we have 3.
Chris says they didn't know the rule had changed, but paid the fee as soon as they found out. She says the license, nearly $1,000, seems pricey for a 3-trailer campground.
And I'm working hard with some people to change this.
The Marions are relative newbies to Wisconsin's rural landscape. Chris worries about the multi-generational farmers struggling to stay on the land.
I have friends, 5th-generation dairy farm, and it's really not cutting it, the dairying. So they opened a farmhouse, and they made that into a B&B.
Chris says it brought attention to their milking operation.
They started giving people tours of the dairy. They talk about agriculture, connecting the consumer to food, which is so essential for Wisconsin. And they've monetized the farm again. So now the farm is paying its way.
Chris thinks Wisconsin should look for ways to encourage agrotourism.
I will fight for this opportunity for the human race until the day I die.
As for the Marions, they're doing okay. A web platform, sort of an Airbnb but focused on unique outdoorsy stays, named the Marions the best hip camp to visit in Wisconsin in 2022. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.